producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Yay!
Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program. You're ready for the day. You're ready for this day, which is filled with the same sort of conversation that most every day is filled with. There's this going on at home, and there's this going on at work, and there's this going on in the country. FBI is doing this, CIA is doing that, Air Force is doing. It's a report to the nation. There actually is a lot of concern in the Northwest about the flooding and the landslides and the power outages. If you're out there, 888-302-3684, the high winds forecasters say there will be two-story tall waves that will hit the beaches of some of these coastal communities.
Wow.
Two-story tall, so that's 20 feet, right? Most of the,
yeah.
Most everybody, if you build a two-story house, it's 30 feet with all the gables and stuff. Each floor, I think, is supposed to be about 10 feet, so imagine that, Kenny.
Just wow.
Picture yourself, if you're a surfer. All right, so the usual things are going on. I want you to go, these things, the people who want to talk about, Scott Weiland,
Weiland.
Okay. There and people who want to talk about the guy who was eaten by the alligator, the burglary suspect. That's been the most shared. Have you seen that? Yesterday, Roberta Fasanelli said that to me. I hadn't seen it yet. That has been the most shared story of any story in the last 24 hours. This guy got eaten, or apparently not really eaten. Parts of him got eaten. What alligators do is bring their prey, they get it, and they drown them, whatever it is, whatever the animal is. If you're down in Merritt Island, down the area WMEL land, I have told this story, I think, before. If you haven't heard it, it's worth a minute or two of your time. I remember going to out for a launch. I was fortunate enough to be able to go to three or four different launches over the course of my career that went on in the time that we actually do this program. So I remember going out onto Merritt Island, 4 o'clock in the morning, and it's the middle of the wintertime, but it's warm. It's 65, 70 degrees, and the windows are open in the car. And Jay Honeycutt, who was the director of the center at the time, he and I are riding out. And I hear this squealing. We're going slowly down the road, and I think we were at a stop sign. I heard this squealing, this horrible squealing coming from the woods. And I said, what the heck is that? He said the wild boars, the pigs that were let out on the island any number of years ago, every once in a while come into quote-unquote conflict with a local alligator population. The pigs can't move as fast as the alligators, so the alligators grab them and they drag them down to wherever the nearest water is. That's how they kill their prey. They stick it in the they pull whatever it is into the water and they drown it. And then they chew away. Sometimes it isn't really about food. It's just about getting their prey. And that apparently is what happened to this burglary suspect who wasn't really eaten by the alligator. Bits and pieces. They killed the alligator and opened him up, did an autopsy, and they found what they said were examples that were compatible with eating human flesh. But the guy's body was still fairly intact, I think, Kenny, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's my understanding they have, like, food lockers on the bottom of the water, lakes and stuff, and they take their prey down there and they jam them between rocks and stuff.
Yeah,
keep them for later.
keep him right. Keep him on ice, as it were. Well, that's what you get for being a burglar, sir. That's the end of that story. Here's the most important information that you will get today from any source. Are you ready? I wanted everybody to be warmed right. up. This is the most important information you will get today from anybody. Mark my words, this will impact you more than anything that is being done by Donald Trump.
Coming up right after these messages.
We're going to do a... You want to do that?
No, I'm just saying you're building it up so much.
Well, okay, so here's the story.
Okay.
We're all familiar with the country of origin labeling rules.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the discussion with the Pacific Trade, the TPP, whether or not we should enter into this agreement. Here's why we should not enter into it. Okay, you ready?
Thank you.
The World Trade Organization has ruled against the United States and our desire to have country of origin meat labels that actually tell you as a consumer...
Well, of course.
Where the food's coming from. That is, in this circumstance, the specifics of this, the Obama administration has gone back to the World Trade Organization that ruled against us because we want to have country of origin labeling on our meats. This goes back to May of this year. Actually, the president addressed this because that's when this all started, when he started to... promote the TPP. And he said that we couldn't agree or go along with any trade deal that would undermine American regulation. That is food safety, worker safety, financial regulations, all of that stuff. Okay. So what the World Trade Organization has said this week is that the United States is not doing what the rest of the world has agreed to do in these huge trade deals, that we are in violation because we want to have country of origin labeling on meat. So Brazil, amongst other countries that is supplying a lot of meat, but there are other countries involved in this thing, the United States, in order to inform consumers about the country in which the animals were born, raised, and slaughtered, this is supported by 92% of Americans, according to a poll. Now, the Mexican government, the Canadian Livestock Producers Association, the Brazilian Producers Association have gone back to the World Trade Organization, say they don't want to have labels on the meat. The World Trade Organization and the NAFTA and all these other trade organizations don't require it. So if we are going to stick to our guns here and make them do that, we will have to pay a $1 billion fine a year in sanctions. The World Trade Organization yesterday authorized $1 billion a year in sanctions and fines unless the U.S. guts our country of origin meat label requirement.
I got a better idea. Why don't we just stop buying their meat altogether?
Well, that's what American farmers are saying. Why are we even involved in this? Right. What are we? And so what it does.
And of course, they don't want us to have that. They know that if we have labeling, that it will affect who and where we buy it.
We're not going to buy their stuff.
And they want to be able to sneak it in under the radar and us think,
right.
You know, oh, great, my hamburger just came from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Wisconsin. Your hamburger just came from who knows where. And by the way, thank you for mentioning that, because under the circumstances, what this would do would be allow McDonald's and Burger King and a lot of the other outfits that want to use cheap beef to get it from wherever. And so if we allow that to happen, U.S. consumers will pay $1 billion a year in sanctions. So this is the kind of stuff, this Trans-Pacific Partnership, same kind of stuff.
So you know what?
So in the election cycle issue, you ought to be asking the people who are running. Isn't this more important?
This is the only place where I would vote for Trump in this specific type of situation.
Yeah.
Where I think he would be tough and he would go back to them and say, you want to put $1 billion on us? Tell you what, this tariff just went up on you. We can both play that game.
Country of origin labeling requires that meat sold here in our country has to be labeled to inform you, the consumer, about the country in which the animals came from. And that's really what we're, the bottom line here is. I think it was in Bush's administration, there was a weakening of what was required. It was either NAFTA or one of those other agreements that had the same kind of stuff in it. At the moment, a requirement that the U.S. permit food imports from exporting countries that claim their safety is equivalent to our own, but they don't have to prove it. We have no meat inspectors. How many times have you heard me say this? No meat inspectors in any of these countries, and yet they're selling their product against our men, our women, our farmers who are raising this stuff to very strict standards. And so how is this right? What kind of a mindset even thinks that this is okay? Are we that foolish? Do the people who lead our country, or maybe the world leaders, unless I'm missing something here, have that much disregard or disrespect for us? Do they think we're that easy? We're pushovers. We'll do what everybody else wants us to do. Why should we do what the Canadians want us to do? Why should we do what the Mexicans want us to do? Why should we do what the Brazilians want us to do? And you go back a couple of years, the World Trade Organization affirmed that Kuhl violated the rules of the World Trade Organization. The government altered its policy in 2012 to fit in with what the World Trade Organization wanted. Have kowtowed to the Mexicans and to the Brazilians. And why are we... Look at what do they do for... Never mind the Canadians. They'll put them out of it for a while. What are they doing? What are the Mexicans doing for us or with us? You can say, oh, we buy a lot of oil from them. No, I mean in terms of practical, everyday, making our lives better stuff. Well, we have nothing but heartaches and headaches from the Mexican government. This doesn't really help to keep the illegal immigrants out of here. As a matter of fact, there's plenty of evidence to suggest they encourage people to go across the border. Get out of here. Go up there. Make your money. Send it back here.
Yeah, their president gets really upset when we try to keep them from coming over.
Yeah, right. All right, so I thought this was significant. Do you agree with me, Richie and Kenny, that this is more important than pretty much anything else that there is? What's more important today, really? What's going to affect more of our listeners than this?
Well,
especially
you're right. I guess when we're talking about stories that have actual impact on each and every person mm-hmm. that is here with us this morning, this would probably have wider reach.
Thank you. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 18 past the hour.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Did you know that the flavorings being used in these e-cigarettes now has been linked to certain types of lung disease? So if you're trying to quit smoking using an e-cigarette, you might want to rethink that.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Wednesday, the December 9th version of the Good Day program. Richie, Dougie, and Kenny. It's the Boys Club at the moment, anyway. And we'll continue with that as the late night shows. Often, I edit through some of this stuff to decide whether or not we want to put it on the air, and I look and say, okay, these guys, is there something funny here? Conan's pretty consistent. Seth Meyers, okay. Colbert, not. And we sort of are...
You've made your decision on Colbert, have you?
Well, not what? As to whether he is the timber and fiber that I want a late night show? Is that what you're asking me, or are you talking about today? Yeah, I think his true colors have come out. Not that that's bad. He's not my cup of tea. Far be it from me to criticize people for liking something or somebody. That's the beauty of living in America. We can decide whether we want to listen to this radio program or watch that television show or whatever. And so in my case, not that I would watch anyway because I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
that's exactly why we play the stuff here.
Late in the
morning.
For
those of us who can't stay up that late, yeah.
All right, so let's get started with the Conan monologue with a joke about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said he would not put Muslims in internment camps. He said that they would all stay at his luxurious new Trump Hotel and internment resort. Trump did say he wanted to keep all Muslims from entering the country. That was his big statement yesterday. Well, guess what? Everyone's weighing in with their comments. Dick Cheney said Donald Trump's comments yesterday go against everything America stands for. Cheney said, in other words, he's got my full support.
That's more appropriate. And again, not to get serious, but the Trump statement has been taken out of context to a point. To a point. That's not completely, but to a point. All right, let's see if Stephen Colbert.
And he's not good at...
No,
at he's not. Relaying his thoughts.
All right, but you need to be in order to be president.
Yes,
you discussion
do.
For another time.
Yeah.
Here's Stephen Colbert joking about being able to joke.
I hope I don't have to remind you that we are all lucky to live in this country. I really do love everything about America. Hot dogs, apple pie, baseball. Maybe not baseball. It's like watching grass grow with people in the way. I will say, one of my favorite things about America is my constitutional right to make fun of the powerful. Senators, presidents, brands that don't advertise on my show. But not everyone out there has that freedom. Take Turkey, where right now a Turkish man faces up to 2 years in prison for allegedly comparing President Recep Erdogan to the character Gollum from The Lord of the Rings.
Well, that was kind of funny. Seth Meyers now, Richie, joking about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump said that the United States should block all Muslims from entering the country. He said that, in fact, the only reason we should ever allow anyone to come here from any country is to marry him. Following Donald Trump's proposal last night to ban all Muslim immigrants from entering the country, Ted Cruz tried to distance himself from Trump's plan, saying, "That is not my policy," adding, "Unless you guys like it."
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, yeah. Whichever way the wind blows, thank you very much.
And part of me thinks that Trump is doing this just because it's the far away point or view from what everybody else will say, which gives him, it makes him different.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. He is different. All right, speaking of different, here's Steve Harvey from his daytime program joking with an audience member about her friends hitting on her brother.
So lately, my girlfriends have noticed that my younger brothers are all grown up. They're looking good, you know. They started hitting on them. You know, they're commenting on their Instagrams, asking to hang out, all this stuff. How do I tell my friends that my brothers are off limits?
Well, you can tell your friends that your brothers is off limits. Your problem is you got to tell your brothers that your friends is off limits. That's where the big problem is going to happen.
28 past.
In the news, shocker, the feds say we're losing the war on AIDS. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. The majority of people infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, in this country are not being treated. Yep. You heard me. The majority, fully 65% of HIV-infected people in America are not being treated, mostly because they don't know they're infected. Here's the thing. This is a nationwide problem, especially in the South. DCOC advice, anyone sexually active should get tested for this reason. The sooner you get on treatment, the better it is for your health. With the added bonus, you won't be infecting others. And remember, the only sexual history you'll ever really know is your own. So use a condom. They work. And don't forget Truvada, T-R-U-V-A-D-A, the pill that prevents HIV transmission. This is Dr. Chambers on call. Check out my article, Condoms, You're Using Them Wrong. It's on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Kris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gel, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good day. What are you having for breakfast? How's your tongue today? Your teeth? Everything working and functioning well? Is it?
Odd question.
It's walk well. You know me, I'm a little odd, Richie.
Just a tad. It
makes me more interesting. This is more stimulating and interesting conversation radio. 33 and change at the hour. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. The United States government has updated the requirements for a car with a 5-star safety rating. The rating system for new cars will now mandate whether your car has technology to avoid crashes, automatic braking. We are heading down that road, if you'll pardon the pun, to cars that will be controlled by someone other than you. Is that okay with you? It sure as heck isn't okay with me. Even if it makes it, they'll claim it makes the world safer. Driving is safer. Driving is better if somebody is controlling what your car is doing when you're going down the highway. This is like the guys who are sitting down at Fort Bliss who are managing all the drones that are flying over wherever in Iraq or Afghanistan they're supposed to be. This is somebody who has no connection to you, somebody who's not interested in anything other than following the command. These are human robots that do this sort of thing. They're trained to do it, so they're gonna, and there may not even be ultimately any human beings at all be computerized, which is even less personal in a sense. So if you're going to have to put in, it's kind of like a plane. When you get in your garage and you start your car, you're going to have to program it. Now we have what we do now.
I do
know,
that
whenever we
anyway.
Take a trip, Yeah, you do you put in your destination into the GPS?
I put it into my phone because I use Waze to tell me how traffic is and whether I need to dump off of the highway and take an alternate route.
It's not like you were lost. It was not being able to find your way to work. You just want to find out where the traffic is.
Factor. I want to know what traffic is, looks like ahead of me. And because I don't want to leave an hour early. I want to leave 40 minutes early before I need to be here.
There are those who would say that those who don't like the current administration, there it is. There's proof that Obama's going to track you wherever you go.
Well, again, I mean, we all hated this invasive technology until they made it convenient for us. Once it became convenient for me to say, oh, I want to know what traffic looks like because I want to leave 20 minutes later and know that I can do this, we all started using it. I remember distinctly when we talked about the Corvette having the little black box 12 or 13 years ago, how outraged everybody was. And then four or five years later, we all have this technology in our phone, and we think it's the greatest thing
ever.
Isn't
this great? Yeah. Isn't this fun? So find us. OnStar will find us if we have a problem.
Using that philosophy, let me flip this around for you.
Yeah.
One of the main goals of driverless cars, of the Google driverless car, is to be able to help seniors, when they can no longer drive a car, have their independence. So let's say in, let's just pick a number, 20 years, when you decide it's no longer safe for you to be on the streets.
35, 40 years.
Okay, whatever. And you're stuck at home now having to wait for people to come take you to go this place or that place. If you had the option of just going out and jumping in your Google driverless car to be able to go down to the other farm, to the store, or whatever.
My Google driverless tractor.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to have better. I need to have a Google driverless tractor on my farm.
You would want that option, wouldn't you?
I would like that option, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. It's the Good Day Program. Kenny, what's hot? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. I apologize. I haven't been very good in the last couple of days going to you, all your hard work and watching. And now we're attempting to expand how we approach people using our social media. So what's hot? What's cooking there?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Can we move on? Folks, can we move on from that? Here's something. Am I being disrespectful by not wanting to hear comments? And what's new? What's important? Maybe I should approach it that way. What kind of comments are we getting from people who take the trouble to tell us what their thoughts are? What do we have that will contribute to the discussion that's new and different? Maybe that's the way of respectfully dealing with all that, Kenny.
Dean says, "Rein this in. Fear is taking over. This is how really bad things happen."
Mm-hmm. Fear. This is something that's negative about Trump. Being a bigot, according to some, right?
No, it's about him. It's about the backlash against against all Muslims.
Yeah, well, but it's a backlash against Trump as well, isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah, but it's about his comments. Yeah.
Comments, okay. All right, what else have you got?
Margaret says, Trump is going to cost us the election. I know people who are ready to jump ship on the Democrats, but they will not vote for Trump.
They want to leave the Democratic Party, come to the Republican Party, but they won't vote for Trump. I find that hard to believe. As a matter of fact, I think from my experience and my friends, my circle of friends, the people who are Democrats who would jump ship would only jump ship for Trump because the rest of them are all a bunch of yada yadas.
I find the same thing with my left-leaning friends as well.
Right, yeah. But, man, is there a line here? It's becoming stronger. Can you imagine? My children, well, actually my son, is of a he's not a Trump fan, and my daughter I know is not a Trump fan.
Not even close.
No, if you look at my daughter's Facebook page, Richie, don't you follow her Facebook page?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen some of the comments that have been posted there?
And not recently.
Pretty strong. Pretty strong stuff there. Yeah. Anyway, the point is that there are people who really strongly, there's not a lot of, maybe this is a good thing in a way, there's not a lot of ambivalence. There's not a lot of, oh, well, maybe. It's very strong. The opinions for Donald Trump and against Donald Trump are very strong. Kenny, would you say that our Facebook postings reflect that? And do they reflect, you have strong feelings about it. Richie's more in the middle. I have been fairly strong in supporting his message. I wish he was better at expressing himself, period. But the ideas are what I'm focused on more than anything else. The ideas of bringing this country back to some point in the center.
He's not very intelligent, but he does have...
No.
You talking about Kenny, or are you talking about... Who are you talking about?
No, Kenny's very intelligent. Trump.
Yes, he is. That's right. Yeah.
But he does have some common sense that he it just can't quite get it out in a
intellectual
way.
So your comment makes me... This is something that's really a part of the American dream. Donald Trump, repeat what you just said about Donald Trump not being very smart.
He's not very intelligent, but he does have a base of common sense.
Okay, so how do you measure intelligence? That was sort of an arrogant statement. How do you measure, how does one measure one's intelligence? Do you think you're intelligent?
I'm fairly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump and I are probably about on the same plane. we have this common sense level where we know how things have to get done, and we see how they should get done. But being able to convey our message might be difficult.
Right. It's not that he's not an eloquent speaker, and maybe there's something.
And that's what gets him in more trouble than anything.
But it does get him into trouble because everybody in the news media types want to see if they can hang him out to dry. And so they'll look at stuff and they'll give half of the quote, half of the information. And that's even if I didn't think, if I didn't support Trump's ideas, in order to support Trump, I suppose you got to support his ideas. I like his ideas. I'm not crazy about him.
There you go.
And so I'm on that train. I think that's where you are.
Yes.
But where are the choices? Carla Fiorina has burned out pretty much. You've got three or four people who are.
She's Trump, but can talk.
Yeah, well, she made some stupid statements about Planned Parenthood that weren't really right, and that kind of cost her a lot of support among women. But, you know, nobody's perfect. And the problem is we hold these people up to be perfect. As you just said, is he not that as intelligent as
fill in the blank?
But I mean, where is their perfection?
Obama, Clinton, very eloquent speakers.
Hmm.
Clinton's
smarter all the way around than Obama.
I'm
not sure I think Obama's that smart, frankly. I think his wife's smart. I'm not sure I think he's that smart.
No, but he's able to take the words.
He reads the tea leaves well.
Yeah.
You know, as long as the tea leaves agree with him, he reads them well. Anyway, what did you start to say?
The thing that got me thinking about this is Trump was on with, was it Barbara Walters or something? Yesterday, I heard a cut from him.
Well, he's one of the most intriguing people of the year. That show will be on. Doesn't that show get aired at the end of the year?
And his response to her on a question about, I guess it was the Muslims entering the country, is, you know, he said, I'm the guy who can best lead this. And she said, why? And he said, because.
That was right. And by the way, the two of them are very close friends. You got that, right?
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way Trump talks about a lot of his ideas and his plans. It comes back to that kind of thing. I'll hire good people.
Right.
I can make us great again. But there's no... he made the comment about barring Muslims until we can get whatever we need to get sorted out, somebody asked him, how would you do that? And his response was, you figure it out.
Right.
Okay.
So basic level, he's on the right page. He just can't get past that.
I just think a guy, you don't get to where he is in terms of his financial success by accident. He gets good people around him, but he's got to be the one who thinks through most of the stuff, or he has people around him that gets to the point of him being able to make this snowball.
Back to Clinton and Obama, is that a bad thing that we have people who can speak eloquently and make it all sound pretty?
No, as long as what they say is true.
Right.
As long as they aren't giving you the Schwarber.
But that's kind of what we've become. Is we want
of course it is. It's a showbiz.
And look good and sound good and schmooze us. And then it's a bunch of garbage.
Eisenhower could no more win an election today the way he looked to save his soul. He was a bald guy, older, worn out from the war. But he did a great job as president.
Neither can Nixon.
Everything. No, oh my. Yes. All right, Kenny. What are the comments have you got there?
Ford.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but Ford wasn't elected.
Yeah, that's true.
Sort of stumbled in. No. Cliff says Clifton says Donald Trump needs to understand that in the United States we have a constitution that would prevent most of his proposed plans from ever being able to happen.
Hmm. I don't know that that's true. Because there's no, as you just said, there's no specific for any. He just comes out with these platitudes, and there's no meat behind them. All right, what else, Kenny?
Linda says, "Oh heck, Trump's comments gave everyone something to talk about. He's the master of talk.
Yeah,
his money.
That's why he's number
campaign.
One in the polls because everybody's talking about him.
Right.
Yeah, that's how it's going to work, one way or the other. And if the Republicans don't get on board, he'll run as an independent. Mark my words." And he'll shape the election. Well, make sure Hillary gets to be elected. But you know what? There's conspiratorialists say, well, they're friends. Maybe that's what he's really trying to do. How about that?
I'm seeing that pop up online more and more.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Like he's a plant.
Ding, 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 ding. That was from the people who really don't like the Clintons. 46 past the hour on Good Day.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on a bold favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This report is brought to you by Extended Stay America. The most wonderful time of the year can become stressful as many travel for the holidays. Busy in the frenzy of the season, coordinating a trip and finding time to enjoy festivities can be hard. Chris Kringle, Maestro of Merriment.
Ho, ho, ho! With decades of successful travel, I've acquired terrific tips that can help travelers achieve a jolly holiday. My first, finding ways to enjoy the creature comforts of home no matter where the season takes you.
Extended stay style hotels offer a practical place to stay for travelers looking for home-like conveniences and value during the holidays. This season, Extended Stay America Hotel seeks to ease travel woes through quality service and guest attention at each of the brand's 629 hotels across country. Travelers can anticipate affordable nightly rates, spacious guest rooms, and upgraded amenities, including fully equipped kitchens to prepare holiday favorites. Enjoy a stress-free holiday season with your loved ones and feel at home wherever you go. For more, visit extendedstayamerica.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. A sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
49 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Syed Farouk. Everybody knows who Syed Farouk is, right?
Farouk.
Yeah. And his wife, Tashfeen Malik. Was she really his wife? I'm confused about
that.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm not fully 100% sure if they actually got married or not. I got to check that out.
You know the online lender Prosper? Have you ever seen those ads?
Yes.
Easy. You can borrow money from us easily. I wonder how they're feeling about their $28,000 loan to him. the week before,
so he could buy more guns.
He borrowed $28,500 from Prosper, and the money was used, to buy the guns and the other things. I would think they would be examining how they decide to loan money.
The guy was born here. He had a decent job.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what are they going to know? So, you know?
Yeah, well, maybe that's it.
They don't go to his house and sit down and chat with him. It's
Social
Security number, date of birth.
28.5.
Right.
51 after.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for Tech Talk, or it could be Tech Talk time. Yes, either of those. Tech Talk. Here's the right time. Kim Gerritsen joins us from Realizing Innovation, the gadgets for this Christmas. They're crazier, more inventive. Here's a meat thermometer that you don't have to keep opening the oven to check. So how does this work? It calls your smartphone. There's an app.
Yes.
Or at least
I have one. I have two.
Absolutely. There's a
really?
There's a probe in the meat and an app on your smartphone, and you can be watching the football game and looking at your phone screen to see that temperature clicking up to the 165 for your turkey.
Yep. When I cook on the grill, I use it all the time.
All right. So how much are these things costing?
That's $70. One that sounds crazy, but maybe not, is if you want to be a bartender, instead of looking at recipes and using all sorts of little measuring units to construct your cocktails, you put the cocktail glass on this electronic scale with an app and a recipe, and you just start pouring the booze, and the scale tells you whether you've poured enough or not of all the ingredients.
I can tell you if you've poured enough.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but this is contributing to our losing our mind. This is contributing to us not having to think anymore about you. Everything gets left to something
I remember,
else instead of us.
Well, my dad was an avid golfer, and they used to have all these little gadgets so you could see how far away you were from the pin and all this other stuff. And he's like, don't get me any of that stuff for Christmas. He's like, I can see how far away I am. But it's for the amateurs. Those were the guys who went out and bought that stuff. And it's the same thing with this thing. It's the amateur bartender who doesn't know how to make a drink that will buy this stuff, not the people who know how to make a drink.
That's right. And
I mean, college kids,
you know,
right.
The technology is so great and so cheap, and these gadgets are so lame and so cheap that you know, it's consumption. It's
right. Here's another one. The Grow Aero Garden. If you want to grow herbs, or some people say herbs and greens, that sort of thing, this takes away, again, you have to have no brain at all. It automatically waters and fertilizes whatever it is that you're growing in your herb garden. Come on, there's no fun in that.
I don't know, I can use that one.
No, it's not fun.
I do not have a green thumb. Everything I try dies.
Well, then you should just stay away. Well, get somebody. I bet your wife does. I bet she has a green thumb. I bet she doesn't fail at that sort of thing.
No, you know, we have those little bulbs. We bought them on TV where you fill the glass bulb up and then you stick the stem down in the dirt and it just kind of automatically releases water as the dirt dries up. So you don't need a green thumb.
Listen, as the dirt dries up, man, what a farmer you'd make. Okay, so you and Kim and Kenny were talking about something before we went on the air. Go back to that.
Well,
that's a good conversation to have for the audience's benefit, not just for the three of us.
I had heard a report that it doesn't do much good for these hacker groups to go and kill all the social media accounts of ISIS and ISIL because new accounts just pop up. But my question is, if they keep killing their account, how do they get the followers that they need or that they're trying to get to every time they kill an account? That's got to be extremely frustrating for them.
Not really. So the tweets are, you know, designed for search engine search engines find tweets with these outrageous comments, and then there are all these services where you can basically for $5 buy 10,000 followers. Now, these are fake followers. There are places in Asia that have set up all these fake Twitter accounts. So, again, $5, suddenly you have 10,000 followers. So, using search engine, you come in and you see these outrageous comments, and you see this account has 30,000 followers, and you go, oh, this has got to be an account I follow. So, the new followers that ISIS is aiming for just pile on because of all the fake accounts that have been purchased on the new accounts.
So you found out how we can
search keywords to see where the new accounts are, and then they create the fake accounts with the fake followers.
That's right. Mm.
Beautiful.
I now know how we can get to Steve Harvey's numbers. He's got 3 million followers on Facebook.
There you go, $5 and a couple of Asians, and you can get it done.
There you go. Where I was at then. Okay. All right, Kim, thank you for being here. Kim Garrison, a good day, 59 after the hour.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.